Welcome to Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. Thanks so much for tuning in. We try to bring you guests that you may not know about or we haven't heard a lot about. And I've been learning a lot about Cleary University, especially with their main campus being located in Howell, Michigan. I started learning a little bit more, full disclosure, when my son started playing basketball there. And as I started digging into the history and the leadership there, I thought it'd be pretty interesting to bring a little bit more knowledge to our audience about Cleary University. So why not talk to the leader, Dr. Alan Drimmer, is the 12th president at Cleary University. And he joins us today. Alan, how are you, sir?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on your son being part of our team. It's a new team, and we're very proud of it and the path that they're taking.
It's pretty interesting to, you know, this was the first year of both men's and women's basketball at Cleary, and we traveled to games in Pittsburgh, to Indianapolis, to all over the state of Michigan, as well as northern Indiana. It was pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the foray into basketball.
Sure. Well, I mean, sports is just, as you know, just a language, and it's a way that brings people together, and it's a form of community. And I think we, at Cleary, we didn't always have sports. Perhaps I'll get a chance to tell you a little bit about the history of the school, but sports is relatively new for us, really, in the last 15 years. We've got about 20 sports altogether. And there's always, you know, some that we add along the way. This is one that we've wanted to add for many years. And when we're able to get some extraordinary coaching talent, Carl Thomas, that many in Michigan know, and played in the NBA, that's on the men's side, and Kevin Mundro on the women's side, also a lot of experience. You know, we jumped at it because it's a way for us to connect with the community. It's certainly not all that we do, but it's a part of how a school builds spirit and awareness and community.
Well, Dr. Drimmer, not to put pressure on you, but we're going to have to make sure we get you to all the home games, because a home game that you attended was the first victory for the program. So that's pretty cool to witness.
Yeah, it's all me, man. I'm very pleased with how they've built the team and the progress that they're making, both for the men and the women.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Cleary University. It used to be Cleary College, started out as a small business school. Dr. Drimmer, tell us a little bit about the history of Cleary.
Sure, yeah. The university started in 1883, and like a lot of schools in New England, in the Midwest, it was started by a very successful business person in Ypsilanti in Ann Arbor. And a lot of times, you know, when people came to the United States and were successful, they thought, well, geez, I know I can help other people be successful. And so I think that was the origin of Cleary College at the time in 1883. Then the mission of the school was really to help people make a transition into the workforce. A place like Washtenaw County, where Cleary started, you know, there's one of the best universities in the whole world there, right? So you figure, well, why do they need this school? But, you know, some of the great schools we have in the United States are not accessible for everybody. And so back at the early origin of the school, the idea was, how can we help people transition into the labor market? It was for kind of a more access-oriented institution, even from the very beginning, but it wasn't a community college. It was always meant to be a four-year institution that prepared people for the world of work. And you know what? It's been doing that since 1883. We're located in a different place. Our curriculum's different. We got sports now. But I think there is a through line and a common mission, and that is to help people move from where they are out into successful jobs and careers.
So tell us a little bit about the growth in Howell. Why Howell there? That's where the main campus is. Dorms are there, all types of other buildings. Tell us a little bit about that growth.
The reasons for the move from Washtenaw County to out to Livingston County. And by the way, I know our address is Howell, but we're actually between Howell and Brighton. And this is a very vibrant, growing, prosperous area. And there's a lot of development. The school decided to move in the late 1970s. And I think it largely did that because in Washtenaw County, you had the development of Washtenaw Community College. And some students decided to go there. And frankly, the board was feeling that they needed to move to a place that didn't have any direct competition. I don't know that that would have been my choice. We had 100 years of success in Washtenaw County, and we still have thousands of very successful alumni who want to give back and who support the school. We meet with them all the time. We're having an event there next month. So it's a very important part of our broader community. But the school moved out to Livingston County in the late 1970s and has been trying to have an impact there. We're still the only four-year institution in Livingston County. And again, the world is moving to us. I mean, people are just, this community is growing gangbusters. And I think a combination of our sports, our academic domain, and the focus on business and some adjacent areas like IT and healthcare really position us well in the community. I mean, we're growing. And I won't just stop there. It's not just academics and sports. We also have a world-class art collection, and I am looking to bring that art collection to the community by way of an art center that would include not only the visual arts, but performing arts and music and dance and theater and things like that. And I think a community like ours, you know, needs that. And, you know, we're on the path.
We're talking with Dr. Alan Drimmer, who is the president of Clearwater University. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the big event that they have coming up and a little bit more about the arts program at Clearwater. We'll do that next here on Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
Managing your office supplies is key to a seamlessly functioning business. With over 90,000 items available for free next day delivery, DBI can solve all your office supplies needs at the very best value. Visit dbis.com.
Welcome back to Media Business. We're talking with Clearwater University President Dr. Alan Drimmer. And Dr. Drimmer, before we start talking about some other cool things going on at Clearwater, I wanted you to plug the event you have coming up. I know it's very important to you and the university. Talk a little bit about it.
Yes, of course. We always have important events coming up. We have an event called SIP Savers Support coming up on April 19th. That's an event to benefit scholarships for our sports program. And we're going to have, 20 different providers of beer, wine, bourbon, other kinds of spirits, and some fantastic food. And it's our second year doing that. It's a chance really for, you know, the whole community to come out and support our athletic programs. And then in June, we have our kind of marquee event called Summerfest, which this year, you know, it's hard to imagine what's going to be like in June, but it will be June again. And when it is, we're going to be out there celebrating with tacos, tequila, and tunes. So it's a big community event, really fun out on our athletic field. I think we're having like 20 different kinds of tacos and tequilas and different things like that. It's always fun. Every year it's a little bit different. Our school's over at that point and everybody kicks back and really celebrates, I think, Cleary, our community, Michigan summer. And it's just a lovely event. We welcome everybody to be part of that.
Dr. Drimmer, you were talking about the arts and how important it is to Clearwater University. It's really interesting. If you look at K through 12, it seems everywhere you look, arts programs, music programs are being eliminated or downsized quite a bit. Talk about what you're trying to do at Cleary.
Sure. Well, I mean, to me, it's really a part of what we're trying to do as a university. So a university is not just a vocational school that helps people with the technical aspects of getting a job. We serve the whole person. And we are a business school. We're known for helping people move into business careers, but we're expanding that. We're moving into programs that focus on cybersecurity, data analytics, AI, digital marketing, things like that. And so we're trying to stay current with all the things that are happening in the labor market and really be a bridge. The thing, I know you're asking about the arts, and I'll get to that in a second, but
yeah, that's fine.
I really want to say that it's very tough to figure out how to position yourself in the labor market today, whether you're a young student or whether you're an adult student. You know, Cleary serves a lot of young people, but it also serves adults who are going back to school. But for both of those populations, really, what is the best path, you know, for each person that leverages all the experience and the talents that they have? And so what we've developed is really a pathway we're a pathway machine. Like, we take students, if you're a young student, you're an old student, we're going to take a look at all the credits you have, all the things you know, try to award you as much credit as we possibly can to shorten your degree and keep it affordable, and then put you on a path to a successful career and life. And we're doing that for the young people, and we're doing that for older students too. I hope we'll get a chance to talk about the impact that we're having, particularly with law enforcement in the state of Michigan. We are the largest provider of degrees to policemen and firemen in the state of Michigan. And it's all part of that process I was telling you about helping people position for the labor market. But putting all that aside for one second, you know, the educational mission and the academic mission, that's part of it, but we also want to be a force for change in our community. You know, it's a bit of a no man's land between, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's a bit of a no man's land between Detroit and Ann Arbor on the one hand and Lansing on the other. And we're there. And we are not only an academic institution, but we want to contribute to the cultural life and to dialogue in our community. And the arts plays a big role. We happen to have this incredible art collection, which the school started developing way back in the day. It's built around an artist named Arthur Secunda. And we have the largest collection of his work. It's beautiful. And we currently have it on our campus. We're trying to make it really the anchor of a community arts center. You know, because right now, if you're living in Livingston County, if you're interested in the arts, you're either coming to Lansing or you're going to Ann Arbor or Detroit. And that's not right. I mean, so we can do more. We do have some great things. We have the Howell Opera House and we have different things that are going on, but the time is right and time is right for us. We encourage everybody to come take a look at our beautiful collection. We've been giving tours. We have hundreds and hundreds of middle school and high school students that come for visits. If you're an educator or if you're a parent that's interested, let us know. But we've been having people come through there. It's really the best kept secret in Livingston County from an arts perspective. And I think people will want to come and see it.
When we come back for our last segment, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Alan Drimmer. And we're going to talk about cybersecurity, AI, and law enforcement, big pieces of the education process at Clery University. We'll do that next. I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
Welcome back to Media Business. This is the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. We've got one segment left with Dr. Alan Drimmer from Clery University. And Dr. Drimmer, you mentioned cybersecurity, AI, law enforcement. All those topics are in the news. We need better cybersecurity. AI seems to be unchecked. Lots of conversation going on about how do we monitor that? How do we make sure we keep that safe? And law enforcement, there are many law enforcement agencies that I've had conversations with that can't find enough patrolmen, enough troopers. So talk a little bit about those three things and what Clery is trying to do to get folks employed in those areas.
Sure, absolutely. It's a very exciting area. I mean, we're a business school and you know that businesses change all the time. Your business, media and broadcasting has changed a lot and every sector of our world is changing. And so we need to make sure that we're staying on the cusp of that. Of course, the big areas, it's no surprise, but the big areas that are needed in our economy and in our daily lives, cybersecurity, AI, digital marketing, these are things we're touched by this every single second. And now there's a couple of different paths that we could have gone down. We could have gone down and built a big research university focused on that. But the problem is we got two of the best research universities in the world 30 minutes from us on either side with the University of Michigan and Michigan State. So instead of doing that, what we've done is we've built a really good program that helps people move into those careers and then develop skills along the way. How does somebody get started in cyber? How does somebody get started in AI or in digital analytics or digital marketing? And that's what we've been really good at. We developed a program, it's one of the only ones in the whole country where students in our cyber program, in our digital marketing program, in our analytics program, They get a Cleary degree, but they also get a certificate from either Google, IBM, or Meta. Meta is the parent of Instagram and Facebook. And so the content is coming from them, but mediated by our faculty and taught in an appropriate way. So people are getting a twofer. You're getting college credit, but you're also getting a certificate that you can use in the labor market to get out there. And we're very proud of that. People should check it out. And if you don't want a whole degree, come and get the certificate. You can get the certificate in 9 months, and then you use that later and come back and get the rest of your degree. You're not adding any extra credits. So that's why we call it stackable, because you can kind of eat dessert first, if you like, get your certificate first, and then come back and get a degree. That's one thing we're doing that's very innovative. I think the other thing, and this is really important, and is what you were talking about with respect to law enforcement, but we have a crisis in this country with law enforcement. It's just all of our communities are having trouble recruiting and retaining police officers and firemen. And a few years ago, we decided to look at what we could do to help. And we can do a lot. We're a university, which means we can look and see how much credit people already have. One thing people don't know about policemen and firemen is they have a lot of training that they can't use for anything outside of their job. And we decided to look really hard at that kind of training that they're getting. And we found that some of it, not all of it, but some of it is related to organizational change and psychology and sociology and things like that that are part of university curriculum. And what we've been able to do is to create programs that are accelerated. And right now we have about 250 Detroit Police Department students. We have about 100 Michigan State Troopers. We have students from all across the state and even some adjacent states with officers that are finishing their bachelor's degree and getting MBAs. These are business degrees, because these organizations are big. They're big organizations, and they need finance, marketing, accounting, and everything else, just like any other big organization. It's helping these individuals with their career paths, but it's also helping the departments recruit and retain individuals. And we're very, very proud of that. It's short. It's affordable. It's not easy. It's a hard program. It's the same bachelor's degree and MBA that we offer to our undergraduates that are younger, but it's really made for a flexible lifestyle.
Dr. Drummer, two questions left for you. I want to get your take on DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, and higher ed. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, universities should be the most diverse and free places for discussion for of all points of view. And we try to do that. Now, you know, our origins were in Washtenaw County, which frankly is a much more diverse place than Livingston County, where we're based. But even where we're based, we've tried to be very, very active in raising DEI issues. We're super active in the Livingston Diversity Council. We have had many speakers across the way and exhibits and other kinds of internal events. And we really have been supporting exchange of all kinds of views. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, we're aware that Livingston County has a very checkered racial history, and we want to be a positive source for change. And we're partnering with other large organizations in Livingston County, including Trinity Healthcare, Lake Trust Credit Union, as well as La Casa, which is, people outside of Livingston County may not be familiar, but it is a fantastic social service organization. And so what we've tried to do is work within the community with employers, with the chambers of commerce, with others, to really be a voice for positive change. And then I would also say, just look at our student body. We are for sure, I would say, we're the most diverse organization in that Livingston County community. But of course, as I mentioned, we're having an impact in Detroit, in Lansing, all over the state with other populations. So we want to leave the world a better place and make sure that our university can be a source of free dialogue and discussion and really personal expression.
Okay, final question for you, Dr. Drummer. How do we in the media cover higher education from your perspective, and how can we be better?
Well, I mean, you play an amazing and important role in our democracy and in our country. I, not to be picky, but I would say that the media in general needs to look at what higher education really is. Higher education, it's not just for an 18-year-old walking on a beautiful quadrangle, you know, with a button-down shirt and all this kind of stuff. It is, in America today, 85% of students are not going to those highly selective, prestigious institutions. They're going to small and mid-sized institutions that are helping people prepare for the world of work. And so that's what we're doing. We're affordable. We're personalized. You're going to get some individual attention. And we're very close to the labor market and helping people move there. And higher education in this country is not just one thing. It's a lot of different things. It's community colleges. It's small private institutions like ours. It's schools that have sports. We love that. But it's also schools that don't have sports. It's a lot of different things. And I think I'm hoping that the media will begin to understand just we talk about, DEI, but the diversity of the different types of institutions, historically Black colleges, Hispanic serving institutions, schools like ours, all kinds of schools. It's like America. It's everything and it's all good. And I hope the media will focus on that diversity of options that people have in our country.
Dr. Alan Drimmer is the president of Cleary University. Doctor, I appreciate your time so much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate you hosting me today.
I'm Tony Connolly. This has been Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. We'll see you next time.